across the Northwest, we have, I suppose, a large suckling base where a lot of the farmers get their weanlands from to go on for the beef cattle. We also have a lot of farmers that finish those cattle and bring them on. From a farming point of view, it is ridiculous that with all the pressures they've put on farmers to meet these new green credentials, and yet Europe, which is driving a lot of that, at the same time, they're also trying to do a trade deal with Latin America to bring beef, which is grown from cattle that are raised on what was formerly rainforests, which have been cut down in order to make way for huge ranches. The model of farming in Ireland, where you have the family farm and animals that are free roaming and grass-fed, it's an entirely different model, and it's a very efficient model from a carbon point of view. Now, all of those things seem to be thrown out the window when it comes to making a trade deal. The problem we've got is that the driving force of the trade deal is really about the big industrial countries like Germany and others, where they're trying to get trading off for the beef for their insurance industry or for their car industry or for other exports that they want to send to Latin America. We feel it's very unfair, and certainly it will have very bad consequences for the Irish farming community.